Leading the news this morning, the major banks are on a collision course with the federal government over plans for far-reaching financial reforms. The Murray Report also calls for a shake-up to the superannuation and credit charge surcharges. It recommends the banks hold billions of dollars in extra capital to protect taxpayers in case of another financial crisis.
Absolutely appropriate that we look at what can be done to mitigate those risks, to make sure that taxpayers aren't on the hook. We would support that. But we need to make sure that in doing that, we're doing it in a way that has the appropriate impact on the economy.
Sydney is cleaning up after a weekend of wild weather. The State Emergency Service received more than 1,000 calls for help. Strong winds, hail and heavy rain caused widespread damage and flash flooding across eastern New South Wales. Thousands were left without power. Typhoon Hagibis is weakening as it makes its way across the Philippines. Up to 1 million people fled their homes as the typhoon brought destructive winds and rain. At least 3 people have died, and authorities say it could be days before the full extent of the damage can be assessed. And Labor looks set to return to majority government in South Australia after receiving a big swing in a weekend by-election. Labor remains 600 votes ahead as counting in the state seat of Fisher continues. Premier Jay Weatherill is blaming voter dissatisfaction with the federal government for the big turnaround.